Well, there's two different things. There's OTAP and OTAR. OTAR is over-the-air receiving, and OTAP is over-the-air programming. And we are moving towards both of those things. I'm probably going to make sure that all my radios. Fleet management especially over-the-air routine. I know TJ folks do it all the time because they roll keys frequently. And it would be just a nightmare if they had to pull the entire fleet in nationwide to roll keys. So they have over-the-air routine. And then over-the-air programming is becoming more of a thing as well, and that's becoming a thing. Upgrade radios deliberately don't do, or not deliberately, but we, by necessity, don't do small changes on radio. So the radio will run around with a lot of little items that need fixing, like a hospital talk group name change or something. You know, they went from Ascension to 3-4 or something like that. Although we're working on eliminating that. You know, they're... You know, and the fire department will run around and say, we're not paying to have our radios all touched. So we'll just run around the way it is. We can still talk in on the old name, right? Of course you can. So there's all these little, like, maintenance things that need to be done. If you had over-the-air programming, you just correct it, push it out to all the radios, and what happens? It looks like it'd be easy. So those things are absolutely coming in the LMR public safety world. I don't know about LMR so much, generally, but public safety for sure. Will you ever need it? No. You know, it's nothing that I would pay for personally or I would recommend you get at all.
All right, I'm back, ABP here.